Nick Mason, it's wonderful to talk to you in the setting of the Victoria and Albert Museum. Even more exciting to know that you and Pink Floyd are going to be here next May. How did you react when the V&A first put this idea to you?
I thought it's really exciting. I keep mentioning the Bowie exhibition because I thought it was so... I just thought it was so good, and I'd actually thought, oh, it'd be great if we could do something like this. But it hadn't actually occurred to me that V&A would be interested in us, because I'd looked at it, Bowie had all those costumes and so much material and had been through all those sort of changes. You don't perceive your own work in the same way. So it's great when someone goes, oh, no, we've got a lot of... we could do this, we could do that.
And in terms of, it's going to be 50 years since Arnold Lane was released, when this exhibition opens. You didn't stand there as a 20-something thinking, oh, in 50 years it'd be great when I'm talking about my career. Now that you are, how does that feel?
Rather strange. It sort of seems to have slipped by, really. What's so bizarre is most of the people I know, my contemporaries who had proper jobs, have all sort of retired and gone and done other things and so on. So I'm feeling a bit sort of conservative, really.
This is going to be about music technology, it's going to be about art, it's going to be about design. In terms of you and David and Roger coming together to collaborate on this, how do you manage that? Because the three of you are spread all over the world and you do lots of different things.
We see each other now and again, but actually what's so good about this is that the V&A is a very good sort of central point, and there is an enthusiasm from everyone to do this.
What were the things that you really wanted to be in this exhibition? I know you can't list me everything, but maybe a couple of things that you thought, you know what, they cannot not be in there.
Obviously my drum kit.
Well, we'll be without that.
I think that for me, the thing that I would most like to see is a way of explaining to people a bit about how recording technology works and how it's developed. And to some extent, our relationship with Abbey Road, perhaps. And because, yes, there's stage designers, lighting designers, graphics and all the rest, but actually the sort of engineering staff in the recording studios have played at least as great a part, and it'd be nice to maybe recognise that and explain how some of that has worked, and you know, all the things that someone like George Martin did with the Beatles that were then transferred to us and so on. So it's an opportunity to recognise actually the sort of great British recording industry
and a great British institution, which is what you've become, if that's okay.
I suppose so.
Nick Mason, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.